Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Okay, so that's with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, grilled onions, ketchup, and hold the pickles.
You know what you like. You wouldn't order your burger just any way. Why should your sports talk be any different? With Chapters on the free Odyssey app, you can choose the topics that matter to you most. Whether it's reactions, matchup previews, injury updates, or team news, quickly find what you really care about. Your football talk, your way. Download the free Odyssey app and start listening today.
That's our friend Gwen Gold, by the way.
It's a catchy tune right there. I like that.
She's really good. A lot of people, of course, understandably and naturally, want to relate the happenings here to where the Steelers are. Lessons to be learned, maybe just a statement on where they are, where they're going. How does this Final Four, so to speak, speak about or to the Steelers? I just start with, look at the quarterbacks. It's Jaden Daniels, Jalen Hurts, Josh Allen, and Patrick Mahomes. If you don't have one, you're going nowhere. They don't have one. They're going nowhere. I mean, that's the moral of the story for me. You?
Well, I think that's the chase. Everyone is in that chase, Joe. How do you get it? How do you get it when you draft where you draft? Unless somebody falls like Lamar Jackson did, and even then.
Or Hurts.
And even then, they passed on both. So... you know, again, that went back to what I told you the other day about how you have to plan the succession situation better than they did. If, you know, if they really felt they had the need to go out and get somebody, those guys were available and they chose not to do it. So it's a tough thing. And if you look at a guy like, you know, first or second overall, it repeats itself almost every year. They're going to be quarterbacks. Yet last year, Caleb Williams was chosen over Jaden Daniels. You know, and Chicago, even though I think they like Caleb Williams and what he showed in his first year, man, the poise that this kid shows down there in Washington is unbelievable. So how do you get yourself in that situation? We've talked about this before. You got to trade up. You got to be creative. You got to trade pieces to move up in a position. And then you got to get lucky on top of everything else. So it's a tough thing moving forward to try to identify the guy who's going to be that guy.
It is. However, as I say that, I think 9 teams in the AFC have potentially found their guy or definitely found their guy. Obviously, Buffalo. I think New England has. We'll see. Baltimore, well, Cincinnati.
There's a lot of guys, even those that you're going to mention, who haven't gone deep enough based on where they, you know, their expectations. But they also get paid in advance because they are identified as the guys who they need to be that person.
Yeah,
if you don't pay
are.
Him, you're not going
to... See, here's the comparison that really gets me today, and I got a couple of these after a couple of very critical Steeler columns I wrote. See the Ravens lose, the Lions lose, you're going to fire their coach? They're in the same boat as the Steelers. No, they're not. Very different boats. I'm sorry. Very, very different. See, teams like the Lions, the Ravens, the Bills, even the Texans, they belong at the party. They can play with anybody, anytime, anywhere. They belong at the party. The Steelers are imposters. That's the difference. The Baltimore Ravens, I saw Josh Roundtree tweet out, they only have 4 playoff wins in the last 12 years. Okay, that's fair. They've underachieved. They deserve to be ripped for last night's game. Some of the coaching decisions, the turnovers, etc. But the Baltimore Ravens compete. They're on that stage. They belong on that stage. They play with the Chiefs, blow for blow last year, play with the Bills. They've won 3 playoff games in the last 4 years. They know going into next season they have a chance because their quarterback's great.
Bingo, that's the thing.
They belong at the party, the Steelers are imposters. Nobody's going on television saying that the Lions or the Ravens or the Texans or the Rams quit like Kirk Herbstreit did the other day. The Steelers embarrass themselves every time they barely get into the playoffs. That's way different than the fate of these other franchises. I suppose if you want to say anybody who doesn't win the Super Bowl's in the same boat, but that's just really not true. That's a pretty wide boat right there. The Ravens know coming into next season they got a shot. You know who else has a shot? The Broncos, because they got a quarterback. You know who else has
Chargers.
A shot? The Texans, the Chargers, the Bengals, the Ravens, the Bills, maybe the Patriots, the Commanders, the Eagles, all these teams. And the Steelers don't. So please, please stop with that comparison of like the Ravens and the Steelers. Although, separately, Bob, I think Harbaugh deserves criticism, and they've underachieved in the playoffs, but they haven't embarrassed themselves, and they have a future.
No, and the key is you're always going to have a future when you have a franchise quarterback, because you know that's the one position you don't have to worry about. Of course, injuries come into play. That's a different story. But you have a guy that you know is going to be at the very top of his game, most likely next year, which means you can spend your time looking at other things that need to be fixed. Whereas the Steelers right now have got to figure out multiple things, including the most important position. And that's what this offseason will be about. What is their plan moving forward now?
That's a great question, Bob, and I might have the answer. Both of you have said, you know, you got to be creative here. You have to be willing to move mountains to make something happen. You just do. And it's frightening as you look at the AFC and you look at there's 9 teams, certainly 7, that have a quarterback that they're moving forward with that's going to give them a chance every year. And I think New England might have one. They also have a new coaching situation. We'll see where that goes. So it's not a good place to be, but there is maybe one very interesting solution that I wasn't thinking about.